Today we will look at the 40th attribute, and that's Al-Muqit. In Surah An-Nisa, that's Surah number 4, Ayah 85, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ يَشْفَعَ شَفَاعَةً حَسَنَةً يَقُلْ لَهُ نَصِيبٌ مِنْهَا وَمَنْ يَشْفَعَ شَفَاعَةً سَيِّئَةً يَقُلْ لَهُ كِفْلٌ مِنْهَا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقِيتًا. Whoever joins himself to another in a good cause shall have a share of it. Whoever joins himself to another in an evil cause shall have the responsibility of it. And then he says, وَاللَّهُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقِيتًا. And Allah controls all things. Or in other words, He is the maintainer of all things. Al-Muqit is derived from the root Nanqut, which means sustenance, the food that sustains the human body. Ibn Abbas has said that Al-Muqit is Al-Muqtadir. Al-Muqit creates all beings, creating likewise the means for their sustenance. He provides ways for them to have access to such means of sustenance. And He has made accessible to them what is necessary and what is a luxury. He sustains not only the bodies, but the nufus, the souls as well. He has taken upon Himself to sustain His creation. It is Al-Muqit who hears the silent dua, the munajat, and responds to it, and knows the affliction and removes it. It is Al-Muqit who conveys, in essence, an extension of Al-Hafidh, the protector, because he protects and sustains the living being. See, when we think of Al-Muqit, we have to think of the nourisher of all creation. One who nourishes or provides the nourishment for each of his creation before he creates it. And no one can take away the nourishment destined for any element of creation. The sustenance due to us will not run out until death overtakes us. Just look outside, look at the plants, look at the birds. Think of the babies in the womb, think of twins in the womb, how each takes its destined nourishment without trying to wrest any way from the other and without fighting. Yet the same twins who tranquilly and peacefully receive their sustenance through their mother's lifeblood come in the world, grow up. They might even kill each other for their mother's inheritance. Has Allah told them, when you come into the world, go and fetch your own sustenance, I'm done with you? He doesn't do that. That is Al-Muqit, the one who maintains despite whatever. Let me tell a story which might help us understand what Al-Muqit is about before we see how we can implement it into our lives. There was once a very thin, emancipated, feeble person who was also contemptible, because he was so contemptible to behold that even other contemptible forms looked on him with contempt and gave thanks to God, although before seeing him they used to complain of their own selves. And this person also was very angry in his speech, and he bragged enormously. He was in the court of a king, and his behavior really hurt the minister who had raised him, yet the minister swallowed his temper. One day he lost it, and he said, "People of the court, I picked this creature out of the gutter. I maintained him. By eating my bread and sitting at my table and enjoying my charity and my wealth, he became someone. Now he's reached the point of where he turns round and abuses me." The man sprung up and he said, "People of the court, what he says is quite true. I was nourished by his wealth and charity until I grew up, contemptible and ignorant as you see me. If I maybe had been maintained by someone else's bread and wealth, my form and stature and worth might have been better than this. He picked me out of the gutter. All I can say is, oh, would that I were dust. Maybe, If someone else had picked me out of the gutter, I would not have been such a laughingstock. The moral of this is that a person who is maintained at the hands of a parent who follows the way of God has a clean and a chaste spirit. As morally responsible people, we need to maintain those in our care through God's way, through the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not false ways. Those who we maintain, whom we nourish, whether it is through our emotions, whether it is mentally, whether it is physically, or whether it's spiritually, we must maintain them through the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in any other way. Now, that also talks about the nafs. Imagine that skinny, contemptible person to be the nafs. We have maintained this nafs. Does the nafs reflect the maintainer? Have we put ourselves in the hands of the al-muqit? Well, who is Abd al-Muqit? Abd al-Muqit is one who is aware of the needs of others, as well as the means to satisfy those needs at the right time, in the right way, without delay. One of the akhlaqiyat, the good manners inspired by al-Muqit, by this attribute, is that when food is brought to you, you must recognize al-Muqit, whose sustenance is so encompassing, whose grace, well, through whose grace we are provided with food. And such a recognition will cause the light of this attribute to lift us spiritually. Allah will make us the treasure houses for His abd, enabling us to sustain others, teaching them knowledge and leading them to the sustainer. Al-Muqit also inspires one not to seek achievement of anything, of wishes, of desires, except from Al-Muqit, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He holds the keys to the treasures of His sustenance. Maintenance is provided by Him. According to Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam, Ya Musa, ask me with regard to everything, including your shoestrings and the salt for your pot. If you're about to take a journey which you feel is difficult, and the journey of life is a difficult journey in itself, recite Ya Muqit 7 times over a bottle of water. And as long as you drink from that water, you will find strength to bear difficulties and dangers that you may encounter on that journey. Why is to be able to recite it all the time? For like I said, we are in essence on a journey. If someone is ill-mannered, repeat Ya Muqit into a glass of water and give it to the person to drink. Inshallah, it will reform their manners and the way they behave.